I'm going to present a bunch of facts, and then I'm going to read a tweet that I think is actually quite smart.
We're listening.
The reports have come out. You just heard Earl Forsey talk about it. My man Toby was asking me about this earlier, and I wanted to make sure we did lots of caps before we kind of zero in on the Commanders here. Nicky Jabal is going to join us in a little less than a half hour, and we'll have plenty of information as well. Albert Breer first to report this, I believe, that the Commanders, we've all known they're bringing the quarterbacks in, but it's been rather nebulous. It's been rather difficult to find out exactly when and who and what the order was, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what we've learned is everybody's coming together. Maybe they're getting bulk airfare. I don't know. But they're going to have Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix.
I'm sure it's more than one plane amongst that whole ownership group.
I imagine they're I imagine they don't lack planes, but they're all coming at the same time.
Yeah.
And
you know why? You can't tell us which one we bought first or last.
Now, last week they hosted a big batch of prospects. This week they're doing the same thing. Now, there will be these four quarterbacks, which will draw everybody's eye, but there's going to be roughly 20 prospects there. Mm-hmm. And for the folks that are like, yo, what the? This is what the Niners do. And whether it's a shot at secrecy so that you got all these guys and it's hard to figure out who you like, or you want to watch these players interact with each other, see if you can identify somebody as kind of an alpha, or that somebody's kind of a jerk, or somebody's kind of a loner, or somebody's kind of a nerd, or somebody's just on their phone the whole time. Whatever you can learn, maybe there's some level of social experiment here. Mm-hmm. I don't have that answer. But I also think the 30 draft visits aren't all that important. We've said for a while now, they probably know what they're doing already.
Yeah, they probably know. But the thing of it also, like, you know, you bring everybody in together. You're absolutely right. You get to see how they interact with people. You may find out which of the guys becomes the leader of that crew right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think ultimately, people always don't just throw the word leader out. Some people are natural. Some people act the part. Some people are forced to do the part. But when you get a bunch of people around, the guy that's an actual leader, a true leader, he just becomes that. No matter what the level of talent is in the crew, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He'll find a way. And then again, they can have the guys talking to a different person at different times. They don't all have to be in the same meeting together, you get what I'm saying? So it's a lot you can do, but I think doing it that way is smart because, hell, you just said something about a damn jersey and people lost their mind. Can you imagine if they had brought in one of the guys before the other?
Totally.
And one of them stayed longer or afterwards or whatever, you know?
One of them stayed the night?
Yeah, everybody want to assume. You know, the only thing that you want to see going to do is do that, make the ass out of you and me.
Now,
and I say you because you're not going to want to make one out of me.
It's undeniably different, right? I think
it's different for us because we normally see, we invite you in, we wine and dine you, we make sure the world knows.
Thought you were going to finish that. Okay. Wine and dine and what?
No, that's how they do it here. That's how it used to be. But you say it's what the 49ers do.
You get
do.
A Sean Taylor jersey and you get
but
a Sean
Taylor
jersey.
But you say it's what the 49ers do. So it's not new. It's just new to this fan base.
I liked this from Standick. Ben Standick covers the Commanders for The Athletic. This is a long tweet. I'm going to read it. Good example of how the Commanders are keeping things under wraps. Look at the various updates this morning on the quarterback visits. All kind of saying the same thing, but not exactly lined up, or at least not initially. I was told last week Daniels would arrive Monday. Instead, that's pushed back to today. There were reports that May would arrive the next day. Now the report is they will be hanging with the team together, plus J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix. And Josh Harris is there to support Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. The group activity plans were broken into two parts. Last week, a bunch of players were together. Another outing happening again this week. Didn't initially sound like the QBs were part of that group. Now it appears they are. This is all just for a semi-perfunctory 30 visit, let alone a coaching search or a quarterback decision process. The Commanders are doing their own thing. That's for sure.
Yep.
And I think we got to all agree on that. And, like, the question I get more than anything, last night I was at the Caps game, and a whole bunch of people just kind of shouted at me, who's the pick? Who's the pick? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't know.
Tell them my name is JP.
I think.
Not Adam Peters.
Yeah, I also think we learned. I think we learned a lot in the coaching search in that there's kind of like this two-camp narrative that is formed of people that are like, oh, I thought it was going to be Dan Quinn all along. But then there's also the, you know, Ben Johnson just pulled out of the race. But these dudes are going to do their own operating. And they are completely unscared of challenging conventional wisdom or upsetting fans on social media in April. Like if
I don't think they can be concerned about the fans on social media. They got to do what they're supposed to do based off of what their level of expertise and experience is.
If folks are mad at them in October, means they are losing games. They'll care about that. But right now, they got to just build the operation, the organization, how they see fit. And if this is, look, it's at least unconventional. They're, to borrow a phrase, zigging when the world zags a little bit here. I mean, and that's okay.
But it's what Josh saw happening where he was last. So it may be unconventional for what we're used to, because we are normally looking at when a guy comes in, they don't let him leave until he signs, right? Or if the rookie come in, they're going to wine and dine, do everything to make sure, oh, everybody knows. They don't want you to know. So they're doing the smart thing here. Why allow, first of all, people are going to guess and estimate and assume all they want. Why would they give them something to be able to play on as if this is what they're doing? Look, this is what's going to happen. They ain't giving you nothing. I think it's smart.
I don't know that it's smart or dumb or somewhere in the middle or just trying.
I think it's smart. In this day and age where everything is always taken wrong or people try to look at what you're doing, the trend, and try to take something from it, smart. Everybody come in together.
Well, and so Toby asked the question, they have the second overall pick. Do they really need to be doing this level of you know, misinformation or whatever? I don't know that they're doing that. This may, just may be their process.
Is it misinformation because they brought everybody together?
If this was the Niners' process, they weren't. I mean, granted, they traded up to draft third overall, and they were, I think, second overall when Peters and them first got there. But, like, this just might be the way they operate, man. And that's how the operation will continue next year when, ideally, they're not drafting second overall.
You know what happens? If I do it like this year, and I'll do it like this again next year, you don't see a trend, do you?
No.
So that may be the thing. I'm going to set a tone, and I'm going to do this the rest of my time. That may be it.
Right. I think this is how the operation went in San Fran, and Peters is going. You know what they do in San Fran pretty well, Brian?
Keep secrets.
Win games, too.
That's the most important thing right there.
This doesn't – one thing that I find interesting, B, is that Penix is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this, oddly, again, Jeff, when I was in the shower.
What does that do? That make you start thinking a little more.
The shower is where I do my best thinking, Jeff.
Info I do not need to know.
Do you want me to talk about the lotion again?
Bruh.
I shaved. My wife got me really nice face moisturizer. Only shave my face, Jeff. But B, I was thinking about this morning. We've had callers say this. I think you and I agree how pretty the ball comes out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
There is some level of consensus that if he's not the top pure passer, he'd be number two behind Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Michael Penix.
If he didn't have the knee injuries.
Medicals are medicals, and I get it.
Our conversation might be different.
But, like, it is remarkable that arguably the best pure passer in this draft, at best, is going to be the fifth quarterback taken.
Possibly, yeah.